We now start the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. This is 4:1, and the topic here is the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a Shabbos. You recall we discussed actually in Maseches Sukkah not long ago that although there is a mitzvah d'orais, of course, to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there is a rabbinic restriction of doing so because the rabbis were concerned that someone in some place in some time would end up carrying a shofar for Amos in the Bershus HaRabim, and therefore violating Shabbos. And to prevent that eventuality, they said no one's blowing shofar anywhere. You see the importance and the incredible weight of even the possibility of one person in one place in one time violating Shabbos, according to the Chazal. So while that's true, the Mishnah will say that in the Beis HaMikdash, things were different. And the reason why is because the restriction is a shvus, it's a rabbinic enactment to protect Shabbos, and ein shvus b'mikdash. We don't have shvusin in the Beis HaMikdash normally, and therefore we will let the shofar be blown in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how the Mishnah starts. It says, Yom Tov Shechal Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lios b'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on the Shabbos, b'mikdash hayu token, they would blow the shofar in the Mikdash, Avaloba Medina, but they wouldn't do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, as I just explained. Now, according to the Rambam, the word Mikdash in all the Mishnayos always refers to the whole city of Yerushalayim. And therefore, in this Mishnah would mean that throughout Jerusalem, they would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, just not elsewhere. The rationale for that would be ostensibly because the Sanhedrin has an impressive impact on people. They're present. The presence is felt, and people wouldn't carelessly and foolishly carry a shofar in Rishus HaRabim anywhere near their jurisdiction. I would just add parenthetically that the whole of Yerushalayim isn't Rishus HaRabim, it's a walled city, so it couldn't happen anyways. The Tosfos Yom Tov back in Maseches Sukkah, Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis, suggests the issue here would be that the Suffolk, the uncertainty of when they declared the new moon, and which is Rosh Hashanah, would play in to the fact, and therefore on there'd be no doubt in Yerushalayim, but there could be doubts elsewhere. At all events, says the Mishnah, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, and therefore there is nobody anywhere blowing the shofar on Shabbos, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyu Tokin b'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the first Nasi who would, at least briefly, lead Klal Yisrael after the destruction of the Second Temple. He was the one, you remember, who snuck out of the walls of Jerusalem. He's the one who requested Yavne and its sages. And until Rabban Gamliel could be instated as the Nasi, he being from the line that descended from Hillel, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai filled that role. And Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai actually made a number of takanos that were there to deal with the changed situation after the Chorban, a total of 9. Five of them we're going to see in our Mishnayos right now, in the next couple of Mishnayos. So one of them was this one. He made the Tekana that anywhere, b'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin, any place where there was a bezdin convening, so then on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, they could blow a shofar there because they would keep their eye and make sure that no one was mechal Shabbos. The pshat here would be that even if the Bezdin was a Bezdin, a cry, it was just that it was not always there, but it was there now, that would be sufficient. As far as what kind of Bezdin, hold on a moment, I'll come back to that. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Ela B'Yavne Bilvad. He says no. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't say any place where there's a Bezdin. He said specifically in the Bezdin in Yavne, which was the new home of the Sanhedrin, there and there alone would it be permissible on Shabbos or Shana to blow the shofar. In other words, Rabbi Elazar is arguing with what the nature, the definition of the Takana was. Amrulo, they said back to him, this Amrulo is the third Shita, the Shita of the Chacham, who are disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar, and they say, Echad Yavne ve'echad kol makom sheyesh bo Bezdin. They said, no, not just Yavne, but any place where there's a Bezdin, one could blow a shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And it sounds like that it's the same thing as the first Shita called the Tanakama. But this Shita, we'll call them the Amrulo, they said, is arguing and they hold it's only with a Bezdin that's a Bezdin Kavua, one that's always there. not one that moves around, whatever the story is, that permanent Bezdin, wherever it may be, is one in which one could blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Now, what type of Bezdin are we talking about? According to Rashi, we're talking about a Bezdin that would be called a Sanhedrin, not the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the great Sanhedrin of 71 sages, but a Sanhedrin, a minor, Katana, that would be a Sanhedrin Katana that comprises just 23 Chachamim. And that's Rashi Shita. The Rambam understands that even a Bezdin of three Dayanim, that's Kavua, provided those Chachamim were smuchim, that they had a smicha, ish mipi ish, that a tradition that went all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, giving smicha from one Rebbe to a Talmud, confirming the entire Masorah had been passed over. If you had three Dayanim of that stature, smuchim, that kavin in this Bezdin, that would be sufficient to blow shofar there on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. According to both those pshatim, b'zman hazeh, nowadays there would be no opportunity to blow a shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah because there's no Bezdin of 23 anywhere, and nor are there any smuchin nowadays. Smicha is long gone. So therefore, it wouldn't be applicable. Interesting to note that the Rif held any Bezdin of 3 was sufficient, and in fact, the Rif did blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, in front of a Bezdin.